as to whether Yadati is believed or not. If a shliach, individual shliach says Yadati, is he believed or is he not believed? So Rashi's of the opinion, which we'll see today in the Shem, are both on Gimel and Aleph, which saw on Tevot and Aleph, that Yadati is believed. And Tosfos argues both on Gimel and on Tevot, and says that Yadati is not believed. So what was the Hesber that the Rav said? The Hesber that the Rav said is as follows. Let's get it. And that was a beautiful Hesber, that when the Shliach comes to deliver the get, he has to identify, he identifies in essence that he is the Shliach of the husband. Okay? I was just wondering when I was coming to Shir, does he need to say that he's the Shliach of the husband? Does he need to say that he's the Shliach of the husband, or is that kind of like self-understood? Nonetheless, do you need to aid him on the appointment of a Shliach? L'holacha. The Rambam says you do not. The Rambam in Perek Gimel HaPosishus Halacha Tevoh says you do not. That he's believed on himself to say he's the Shliach of the husband. And the Ravid says, no, you need Eidus L'Kiyumi Adomer. Please get this. I'm going to play Rambam Ravid. Do you need to aid him on the appointment of a Shliach L'holacha? Shliach LaKabbalah, we learned in the Mishnah Daf Samach Gimel, you need what? You need 80. L'kiyumi HaDavar. On the appointment of a Shliach LaKabbalah. Shliach LaKabbalah is the Mishnah Daf Samach Gimel Umaralf. We learned that. Shliach LaHalacha is a Machlekes Rambam right. Assuming like the Rambam, that a Shliach, you don't need 80 L'kiyumi HaDavar, and the Shliach is believed on himself. So Tosfos holds the following. That Yadati is not acceptable. Why is Yadati not acceptable? Because when you testify in the kiyum of the get, you also have to incorporate that you are the shliach of the husband. And therefore, the only word that does that is what? What's the only word that does that? The fanai. Before me is written, before me was signed. I mean, thinking about it more, you're right. The truth is, before doesn't necessarily prove that you were the shliach of the husband, does it? It assumes you were there. So we just fill in the blank that if you assume you were there and you also delivered it, must be you're the shliach of the husband. That's what you have to say. Therefore, Tosfos writes, Yadati is not acceptable. Because you cannot say in a vacuum that these signatures are fine without it being a continuation and flowing from the fact that you're the shliach of the husband. And the only thing that can do that is Bafana, Yadati can't. And Rashi argues on that. Rashi holds Yadati is acceptable. Why is Yadati acceptable? Because when you verify the signatures, you do not have to associate with this that you are the shliach of the husband. Yadati can stand on its own, and I verify that these signatures are fine. So that's the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. We're assuming that Tosfos will hold like the Rambam. And Rashi denies it and says not that way. Okay. Now, with this in mind, this machloikis Rashi Tosfos, let's turn to Daf Tevov. Okay? Let's turn to Tevov and Aleph in the Gemara. Let's take a look. Okay? Everyone take a look inside at Tevov and Aleph. Okay? Take a look at Tevov and Aleph. Let's see the Gemara. Okay? Let's see the Gemara. I'm going to read the Gemara. Let's see. Let's see inside. We got a lot to see. Let's see. B'fanenech b'kulo, b'fanenech b'chetzi opasim. If the Shliach says b'fanenech on the whole thing, and he says, b'fanenechtam, on one of the signatures, the Mishnah Paskins, Ladina, it's possible. Okay. Amar Rav Chista says, I'm going to add a case that's possible. What's the case that's possible? The afilu shnayim me'idim achasimis yacheni possible. Let's say the Shliach says, b'fanenechtam, on signature X, and two other guys testify on what? Signature Y, second signature. That seems like it's great. What should be the problem with that? Possible, says Rav Chista. Why? My time up. What does that mean? You can't mix and match. You said before an act about a first signature. That's a takana sukham, that one shliach is enough. What did you do with the other signature? Two other guys came. That's classical kim stars. You cannot mix the two together. Problem. Maskifla Rava, Rav asked a strong kasha, Niika meeted Ilu Amarchat Kasher Hashtika Trey Puzzle. Rav asked a strong kasha. Now that you say one's kosher, and you say that two is not possible, you say that two is not possible, right? What's the kasha of the Gemara? Look at Rashi on the bottom. If the shliach would have said yadati, he's believed. That feel lo amr b'fanei nechtem. The hachi amri in perakama, chi amri yodeani nami meimen. The shmeitzah kamaisa. What shmeitzah kamaisa? The beginning of the mesechta. What does Rashi say with shitoso? It's yadati, believed or not believed? Believed or not? Believed. This is Rashi with shitoso. We should ignore the what? The other two witnesses. This guy could have said yadati, he would have been believed. If the shliach would have said yadati, he would have been believed. Even if he didn't say b'fanei nechtem. It's a little bit, why is that a little bit strange? Why is that kasha a little bit strange? Why is that kasha a little bit strange to you? Who says he recognizes him? No. What's the Gemara driving at with the kasha? Seth, does he recognize him? Who, maybe he doesn't recognize him. What's the point that the Gemara is trying to say with the kasha? The point is, if he would have recognized them, he could have said Yodeani as well. So it's not like... it's not like the biggest deal in the world. He said b'fanei nechtem, the shliach himself could have mixed and matched. The first signature he could have said b'fanei, second signature he could have said a yodani. So who cares whether he himself mixes with two guys? That's the kasha of the Gemara. You follow what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying? What's the kasha of the Gemara? Kasha of the Gemara is mixing and matching. So what mixing and matching? The shliach himself could have mixed and matched. He could have said b'fanei in the first signature, and yodani in the second signature yadati. So that can't be so bad. So what does Gemara say? Elamar Rava. Let's see inside. You want to add a case that's possible? I don't like Rav Chissa's case. Elamar Rava. Afilu huvacher medim achasimis yad sheni. My time at Asa lechlufa became stars. Tama kanafik revia de puma apun echad sada. What does he say, Rava? He testified himself on what? Signature A. Signature S. Signature Y, what do? He joins up with another guy from the Shuk. Why is that possible? Because you get off the impression that 75% of it is being done by what? By the Shliach. He did 50% with the first signature. He did 25% by splitting the second signature with another guy. Is that correct? So people are going to think of Keem Stars and Dini Mominis, you're going to need 75%. Or 75% is acceptable. That's what Rava says. That's the case that's possible. Okay? Look at the Gemara. What does Rav Ashi ask? He says, what would happen if you get rid of the guy from the shuk? And the guy himself would do it. What would be the halacha? So let's plug this in now. What is this kasha of the Gemara? Both Lefi Rashi and Lefi Tosfos. Lefi Rashi, how do you plug this in? What is Lefi Rashi? How do you plug it in? If he would have said Yadati, he would have been what? He would have been believed. If he would have said Yadati, he would have been believed. What's wrong with that? That's Rav Ashi's kasha and Rava. Right, Seth? If he would have said Yadati, he would have been believed. What's wrong with that? What did Rava think? What on earth is Rava thinking? You're worried about 75% of people thinking by Shar Star 75% can get done? Why? Ignore the other guy. All he could have said is, if he would have said Yadati, he would have been believed himself. He said B'fanei in the first, Yadati in the second. What are you worried about? What was Rava thinking? As Tosos asked on Rashi, we saw yesterday. Rava's Toed. It's like, what other Rava was a Gadol, was an Ilui. What was Rava thinking? According to Rashi, it makes no sense. That is Tulsa's Kasha and Rashi and Gimel of Aleph that I wanted you to see. But we saw yesterday, the end of the Tulsa's. Tulsa says, according to you, Rashi, it makes no sense. If Yadati is believed, what on earth were you thinking of? That's exactly where Rav Ashi attacks him. Tulsa's Kasha and Rashi is Rav Ashi's Kasha and Rav. And Rav is Toed. That's the word Toed. Rav can't be Toed. You can ask a kasha on him, but you have to have some hesper what Rava was thinking. What was his lashon? He complains for a kasha at Rava Toledikach. What's shot with you, Rashi? That is Tosfos. Everyone got that? What was Rava holding? You're worried about it looking like 75%. What are you doing with the stars? What are you worried about? People are just going to ignore the guy from the shuk. The shliach did b'fanei nechtem on the first signature. and he did. He split it with the other guy in the second signature. Ignore the other guy. Everyone knows he could have said Yadati on his own. Rashi holds Yadati's believed. The whole Gemara doesn't get off the ground. What a rubble hole. That was just Kasha. Okay? Therefore, I want you to get this. Tosos argues on Rashi. And therefore, what does Tosos say? That Yadati is not acceptable. Yadati is not acceptable, none whatsoever. Okay? Yadati is not acceptable. So what did Rava hold? What did Rava hold? This is what we want to explain. And Tosos explained on Amar Aleph, take a look at Amar Aleph. Take a look at Amar Aleph now in the Tosos. Okay? Look at the Tosos. It says, Mi kemiri, dilu masik lekula diburu kosher. It really should be Shaykh Lomad Beis, says in the asterisk. Mi kemiri, dilu masik lekula diburu kosher. Masha pirish mekudish lo rava chad ki yomar yadati kosher. Tema! Ma Allah al daito sa rava. What on earth was Rava thinking? Imam speaks it out. Lif sol kishim sayo acher. You want to invalidate when someone else is with them? Kevin lo chayish lechlufe ki lek acher bahadeh kosher. Since you're not chayish lechlufe ki lek acher bahadeh kosher lefi shemei gam al ksiva. Kosher ken ki ikha acher bahadeh. What are you worried about? What does Tosus add in? Y'all see, what else does he say? No, what else does Tosus add in? What did the guy say on the Fenixiva? He said, Mephani Nechta, what are you worried about, Rava? Why are you posturing it? Asulach Lufe? What do you mean, Asulach Lufe? You said, Mephani Nechta. The Gemara said, we learned yesterday, it's a Hector. What are you worried about, Rava? Plus the fact, Rashi says, you're not disbelieved. There's nothing to worry about. I'm not going to worry about a 75% people are going to think, 75% can get done by one guy. Ignore the other guy. If the Shliach would have said Yadati and the second one on his own, he would have been believed. Plus the fact he said the funny next door. So what does Tosus say? Look inside. He says, Lekach nira kedi parashti leo. He's referring to our Tosus and Gimel and Aleph. Rashi was referring to what he said in Gimel Aleph. Tosus is referring to what he said in Gimel Aleph. Lekach nira kedi parashti leo. Yadati b'chad lo mahani. Alphagav demeyed alexivit. Yadati with one guy is not acceptable. Lamagav demeyed alexivit, even if you testify on exivit. Why? Bahashtosi shapir. The boy rolled with silver, who back made him from the Kirin Chasimus, Shani Mishum Ichlufe, Kabosh Apostle, Kileka Chabahadin. Ravashi Porch Niki Midi Lil Basik Ilu Kulu di Burbagam, the Omer Gamma for an Echo Kushan. He got her body in the English, she became a Chasima Ganami in the post. The Logoro said his machine, my Omer Bach, the Funny Echo. Oh. So what does Tosus say here? This is what we have to add on to Tosus. How does Tosus himself explain the Shach and Gemara? Rava himself held Yadati is not acceptable. So what did Rava hold? This is what I want you to get. Rava held that the concern of Asa Lachlufe beats out the hecker of the Fanei Nechtov. Please get this down. Rava hold the concern of Asa Lachlufe that it looks like 75% beats out the hecker of the Fanei Nechtov. And therefore Rava says, we have a big problem with this case and I have to apostle the case. You're absolutely right, there is the Fanei Nechtov. But the Fanei Nechtov is not powerful enough to override the 75% impression that has been given off. And Rav Ashi comes and argues and says, what's that? That the Fanei Nechtov is more powerful. The Fanei Nechtov is more powerful, and therefore what? I'm not concerned about Aslich Lufe, and you could ignore the guy. And people are going to ignore the new guy from the show. You follow what I'm saying, Ellie? This is the Hasbro we want to suggest in Tulsa's. Okay? John, you got me? You can't forget that the Fanei Nechtov is being said here. So what does Rava say? Rava says that the Fanei Nechtov... What does Rava say? That the Fanei Nechtov is what? It's a hecker. And therefore that will offset the fact that it might look like 75%. People say, you know what? It's not 75%. We won't get mixed up because the guy said the funny nechtov. Rav Ashi comes and says, no way. the funny nectar is a big enough hecker, and it will not give off an impression, and therefore you should treat it as if what? You should treat it as if the guy wasn't even what? Wasn't even there. You should treat it as if the guy wasn't even there. And if you treat it as if the guy wasn't even there, then in fact what? What's the halacha? The guy could always say the funny nechtam, funny nechtam. You follow what I'm saying, Yossi? In other words, it's not an issue of what? Of what you can fall back on, what you're going to say. The bottom line is, does the hecker beat out Asa Chlufe or does it not? Rava says Asa Chlufe beats out the hecker. Ravashi says, I'm sorry, the hecker beats out Asa Chlufe. And therefore what? You remove the what? You remove the other guy, and therefore what? No problem. The shliach, if he would have said the funny nechtam on the whole thing, he would have been believed. You finish the story. Granted, according to Tosi, Yadati is not acceptable. That's fine. Yadati is not acceptable. It isn't acceptable. But that's the way you read the Gemara according to Tosis. Put the two Tosim together, and this is the pshat l'maisa of the Tosis. Okay? This is the pshat of the Tosis. Everyone got this? The question is, did the hecker offset us in the chlufe? Huh? That's how you have to save the pshat in Tosis. Now what about according to Rashi? How do we save Rashi? How would you save Rashi? What did Rashi say? Yadati is believed. So how would we save Rashi? I'll tell you how we save Rashi. The Torah Skitten writes the following. The Torah Skitten says, amazing shot. The Torah Skitten says, unbelievable. The Shliach said the funny nechtav on the first signature. Second signature, he got together with another Shliach, another guy from the Shul. What would happen if two guys from the Shuk attack them and say, that second signature is forged? What would happen? It's a standoff, trey betray. If she got remarried with this guy, she doesn't have to get divorced from the second guy. Trey betray is a suffix, and we assume on the chazaka that she's divorced. What would happen if he himself was on the second signature and two guys from the Shuk would attack him? What would happen? He would lose. So Rava held, says the Torah Skitten, the second guy is not a waste of time. You can't ignore the second guy. The second guy has a meaning. And since the second guy has a meaning, in the event that they're contradicted, so since the second guy has a meaning, the guy from the Shuk, therefore, it will give a false impression in people's minds that it is 75%. Because you can't just ignore the second guy. Second guy is a key guy from the Shuk, because if he's attacked on the second signature, the Shliach himself would not win. The Shliach himself would not win if he's attacked. Now that the second guy is here, and this is what the Torah Skitten says, now that the second guy is here, it's meaningful, so therefore you got to put him in the picture. Therefore it's going to give off Asa L'chlufe. And what does Ravashi come and say to this? What does Ravashi come and ask on Rav on that? He says, I'm sorry. He says, I'm not concerned about theoretically two guys coming from the Shuk and contradicting. I'm not concerned with that at all. Right now, that man is extra. And if that man's extra, you can remove him, and therefore I'm not worried about Asa L'chlufe. Rashi says, Yadati is believed. What did Rava hold? Rava held that Yadati is acceptable. But you know why it's possible? Because even though that second man from the Shuk is really not necessary, but theoretically, I could dig you up a case where he would be necessary. If he's contradicted on the second signature from two guys from the Shuk, he needs another guy. The Shliach needs another guy with him. Since the Shliach needs another guy with him, that creates a face-off. The get would be a good get. Therefore, he's got to stay in the picture. And therefore, it gives off an impression that it's 75%. You can't just similar one. You can't just negate the guy. So Rav Ashi asks, negate the guy, because I'm not worried about that concern. But you could be mindful for the Gemara, even if only Yadati is acceptable. Even if only Yadati is acceptable. You follow me? Yeah, go ahead. The get is possible because of Asa L'chlufe, he said. I'm afraid people are going to get mixed up by other stars.
We do need the guy.
We do need the guy in the event of this case happening. So since you need that guy, what does needing that guy do? No, but what does needing that guy do? It creates a scenario that it looks like 75%, right? Once you keep that second guy in the picture, it looks like the Shliach's done 75%, the other guy's done 25%. If you can negate the guy, then it looks like then you're not going to have that concern. You follow me? So Rav Ashi says, I'm not worried about that case. Rava says, I am. They're from an apostle case. So even if you have not, he is believed. So we've answered Rashi. What do we say? Oh, Rava's mistaken. He's not mistaken. The Torah skin says there was a very, very probable case that could take place. And because of that, I have to say that what? It's going to give off a false impression. It's going to be absolutely lufik. I don't think you have to get into that. I mean, according to Rava, what about the issue? Yes? Okay. You're making a great point, Seth. Okay, Seth points out, even according to Rashi, you have to make the comment, but he still said the funny neck of. So you have to say, no, it's not strong enough. It's not strong enough. You're right. Seth's making a great point. Once you put the guy back in the picture, then the concern of Asa Klufe will beat out the hacker of a funny neck. And Ravashi holds, this concern is ridiculous. Therefore, the guy is not in the picture, and therefore there's nothing to be concerned about. Not necessarily that the funny neck beats it out, but because it's not in the picture. You hear what I'm saying? You don't even have to come on to that for Ravashi. Is that going to get this point? One second. You follow what I'm saying? According to Rashi, Yadati is believed. But the issue is, does that second guy from the Shuk, is he in the picture or is he not in the picture? According to Torah Skitten and Rabbi, he's in the picture. Because I need him to be in the picture. Because I need him to team up with the Shliach in case two other guys come on the second signature. You want it to be a standoff. Otherwise, the two guys are going to beat out the Shliach. Otherwise, the two guys are going to be out of the street, so he's meaningful. So I put him in a picture. If I put him in a picture, then I'm cautious for Asa L'Chlufin. Okay? I'm cautious for Asa L'Chlufin. Now, Lamaisa, if he says, now, the practicality is, okay, if he would have said, now, there's this whole discussion that we're assuming is assuming that if he would have said by himself the funny neck, the two guys come, isn't the deal done already? So maybe the two guys are going to come before he says the funny neck. Remember what we discussed that? What, you know, you could say to me, Rebbe, who cares if two guys come? He already said the funny neck. It's a done deal, right? So I could respond to you, maybe two guys are going to come before he says it. And maybe he only said Yodeani. If he said Yodeani, two guys would beat him out. Two guys would beat him out. According to Rashi, Yodeani is acceptable. So if he says Yodeani and two guys beat him out, two guys will beat him out. If he says Bafana, I hear you. Bafana Nechta, it's a done deal. That goes back to the discussion we had. Once you say Bafana Nechta, it's a done deal done. Remember the 2 days, Rashba and the Ritva, two ways how to read Rashi. But what I'm suggesting is, according to Rashi, this makes a lot of sense. Because don't ask me, Rebbe, oh, if two guys come, who cares if two guys come? He said Bafana Nechta, why not? He didn't say Bafana Nechta on the second one. He only said Yodeani in the second one. If he says Yodeani, he's no better than two guys off the shuk. And if two guys come, two beats out one. Follow me? That's the shot. This is what we want to suggest the shot in the Gemara. Okay? That's the chiddush we want to suggest in the Gemara. And the truth of the matter is that Tosfos said earlier in Rava and Daf Gimel that why is Yodeani not acceptable? Because he will not be careful. Beidek Daik. He's not going to be careful, Medic diet. I agree with you. I want you to get this down. They point this out in the notes here, notes before Shia Talmud. And Daf Gimel, the Tosh, we learned yesterday, why did Tosh say Yodeani is not good? Because there's no responsibility. There's no achrayus for Yodeani. You'll say, oh, I know. A second later, say, I don't know. The fun is different, right? But you have to add on, in our case, there's an issue of Asa L'Chlufe as well. Yodeani is not acceptable. But also, there's a notion of Asa L'Chlufe in this case, of giving off the 75%. And you said in Seder yesterday, the two different cases. Asa L'Chlufe is this case. Yodeani L'Maisa is not accepted because of Medik Daik. But they're not necessarily contradictory. Okay, we have all this. We have the pshat now. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. We have it now, Klor. We've explained now, according to Rashi, what Rav held. He wasn't Toeh, Chas V'Shalom. And we explained, according to Tosfos, why it's not Toeh. Granted, Rav Ashi asks on it. Oh, let's go find the noun in Gemara. Ella. So what does Gemara say? Ella. Let's just finish the Gemara. Ella. Omer Rav Ashi. Afilo Omer Ani Hu Eich Eini Pasol. My time Okulu Bekim Again Okulu B'Tachanus L'Chamim. So what case does the Rashi say? We slugged up Rav Chisda's case. It's not the case that's possible. We slugged up Rava's case. What's the third case that's the case that we're adding on to the Mishnah that's possible? Interesting. The first signature you said what? B'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Second signature, what do you say? Ani ha'eid. Possible. My time up? Oh, kulu b'kiyum again, or kulu b'techon shcham. You're mixing and matching again. All over again. You're mixing and matching all over again. No? Since you're mixing and matching all over again, problem. Hustle middle bottom. Because by me saying, you know, that's, I'm yay, that's regular classical Kiyum Shtaris. By saying the fun eye, that's kitten. That's the takana, you're mixing and matching. Okay. What's the problem with this answer of Rav Ashi? Go ahead and say, what do you say?
Kiyum Shtaris is, I guess, good of a verification.
Right, but he said the fun eye. No, but I'm saying the flow of the Gemara was difficult. Rav Ashi says, oh, I hit the spot. My case hit the spot. Can't you ask what he himself asked on Rava? What was Rav Ashi's objection to Rava? Just ignore the guy, right? Why don't you just what? Ignore yourself. And what? You could have said the fun eye on your signature too. No. Why does Rav Ashi's case solve when he himself asked on Rava? No? That's a great kasha. Tosis asked the kasha. Look at the top Tosis. Anihu Hni Apostle, Vim Toimar, Umi Ika Midi Dilu Amr Bafane Nechtam Kasher, Umishum Damra Anihu Hni Apostle. He asked exactly what we just said. Get rid of Anihu Hni. Say, he wouldn't have said that. He would have said Bafane on both, Kasher. Great kasha. The Nira Lari, Kamosh Omer B'Yosham, and Chiyomra Niu Eid Sheni, Nasa Kinogeya Be'Iduso. Oh. The Nira, the Lekach Boy Lahoyra Hasimus Hasheni, Kidei, Shiskayim Eidus Chasumoso. Listen, his stakes are high for this guy. Because once he says that he is what? Once he says he was one of the Aiden, you better believe he wants to verify the second signature, because he doesn't want to make his Aidus look bad. Follow me? So we can't trust him. He has a self-interest. That's what it means. He has a self-interest. We can't believe him when he says Bafan I now on that other signature. Because once he says it was Yodan, that I myself aid on the second one, you better believe he's going to say the first one is good. Because otherwise it makes him look like a charlatan. That his aidus is a fake. Oh, so what's the next kasha you should ask? That's what the Gemara should have said then. What did the Gemara say the problem was, according to Rav Ashi? O kulo kiyum, o kulo b'takanas chum, you're mixing the two. The Gemara should have said, no geyeh b'davar. V'im tomer v'kevin the time m'shum achi, lama leila memer m'shum o kulo b'kiyum again. Why do you have to say kulo m'shum kiyum again? It's because of no geyeh. V'yesh lomer m'shum the lav time of Gomer who said. E lav time of the o kulo b'kiyum, the ain no geyeh b'edus mamish. So what does Taisa say? It's not nogeyim. What is nogeyim? Nogeyim means I testify on something, because if I testify in this case, I'll get $1 million out of it. I have a self-interest. That's nogeyim. Is this really a nogeyim bedover? It's really not such a nogeyim bedover, mamish. The real reason is because of what? You're really mixing and matching, and what gets you over the tip of the iceberg is what? Is nogeyim bedover. What gets you over the tip of the iceberg is nogeyim bedover. This is the pshat l'maisa. This is the Pshat L'maiser in the Tais. It's not a Negiya Mamish, okay? It's not a Negiya Mamish. Here, we believe, the Chumah believe the Shliach like two guys, and we only believe him if he has no Negiya, right? But here, if there's a slight Negiya, he's only going to believe like an Eid Echad. And that's what it means, Okulu B'kiyum Aged, Ke'ikar Adin. He says, even if what? Even if he has a little bit of excess Negiya, it's fine. But Kulu B'Takanas Chum, he cannot have any Nigi at all. So what the Pshat is in the Gemara is that Rav Ashi's case is bad. Why is it bad? Because he has a self-interest, plus the fact that we only believe the Shliach to be believed like two if there is absolutely no Nigi at the double. That's why you need the reason, O Kulu B'Get, O Kulu B'What? Takanas Chacham. Because if Takanas Chacham, you only believe like two if there's no Nagiyah B'davar. And you are a Shtickle what Nagiyah B'davar. I, the Gabi Takanas, the Gabi Kiyam again, it's not such a big Nagiyah. But the bottom line is that you're not believing when you say the Fanai, if there's anyone, any Negiyah. So this is the Pshat L'maisa in the Taisus. Meaning Negiyah is not enough enough to be the reasoning. That's what the Gemara wants to bring out. Oh, Kula B'Takanas Chachamim. Kula B'Takanas Chachamim is to tell me, and that's the Chiddush, is that what he's only believed that there's no Negiyah B'Damah. So this is the Chiddush that we want to bring out in the Taisus. Okay, that's the Chiddush we want to bring out in the Taisus. Okay, fine. Now this leads us to the following, okay? Now that we have the chat, yes, Seth, real quick, go ahead.
Why, if we really need an answer of missing an action, then why, in this case, do we need to say that it's okay that the government pushes it over the iceberg here, but we don't even need that?
Because Rav Ashi himself, what did Rav Ashi himself say? Why don't you just ignore the fact that he said Yodayani? Rav Ashi asked on Rav Akasha, ignore the guy from the shul. Yeah, why don't you ignore the fact that I said it's my own, that's me. I could have said Bafana. Say the same thing that Rav Ashi asked on Rav, could have asked on himself. That's what Tosfos asked. So Tosfos answers and says, no, I can't say that because I'm no gay of Avis. My Bafana now is jeopardized because I said that I'm the second witness. Now my Bafana is deceased. You follow me? So then the Gemara should have said, no gay of Avis? That's not enough of a reason. It's not no gay amamish. You put it together with the fact that a shliach don't believe like you if there's no negiyah at all. The whole shliach is fundamentally believe like you only if there's no negiyah. There's a shtickle negiyah, there'll be a problem. That's what the Gemara meant, oh, kulu b'kiyam again, oh, kulu b'tachshonon. With that mixing and matching, that's what it means. That's the pshat in the Taisus. That's what Taisus wants to be mazal with the pshat in the law. Okay. Now this leads us to the following. Why don't you see the Pnei Yehoshua? Pnei Yehoshua says like this. Let's get this chiddush. Pnei Yehoshua says as follows. Okay, very interesting Kiddush. Okay? Pnei Yehoshua writes like this. Nachamo. Lefi Rashi, Yadati is what? Believed. And if you guys ask me that, please don't mix it up. Yadati. Yadati is the Machlokes Rashi Taisus. Yadanu is believed according to Rava, according to everyone. That's the Gemara we learned yesterday. Yadanu, according to Rava, is acceptable. Yadanu. That's what the Gemara said. Black and white. That Dan was believed according to everyone. Not according to everyone, according to Rava. Because it's Kiyum. That's why people are going to get mixed up, Rava said. That's why you need to fund that next up, right? Don't mix that up. The Machlokes Rashi does is by Yadati. Yadanu, Yaakov, everyone, Rava agrees is good. Within Rava, everyone agrees is good. Yadati is the Machlokes. What about according to Rava? Is Yadanu good? What about according to Rava? Is Yadanu good? Yes or no? No, because you don't know it's the Shema. What do you mean we know? Were you there when the get was written up? Of course not. Yadanu is not acceptable for get. You can't verify it's the Shema. So please get that. Machlokes Rashi does Yadati is within what? Rava. Yadanu, Rava is good. Yadanu, Rava is bad. Yadati certainly is bad according to Rava. Yadati is certainly bad according to Rava. How can you say I know it was the Shema? What are you, an oracle? You don't know. Okay? So that's the Machloikis. We have to make sure we don't confuse these. Okay? Alright, now we have the clue. Now I want you to get the following. The Pnei Yehoshua says, following interesting pshat, Lamaisa. He says, I don't understand, Lamaisa. He says, why did the Chachamim misakin that Yadati is not acceptable? Again. He asks a general question. I want you to get this. He says, I have the following theory. Okay? I want you to get this. What's his following theory? Oh, this is the bad one. What's his theory? His theory is, why don't we say Yadati is not believed? This is what the Pnei Yehoshua proposes. Yadati is low Nehman, and then you won't need Pnei Yehoshua. Then you will not need the Lord Sarif, the Fanayata. Okay? See what he proposes? Say Yadati's not believed, you won't need the Fanayata. Because once you know what Yadati's not believed by get, it's going to set get apart. What's the answer to that? So he says beautifully. He says, you know what? According to Tosis, it'll be a joke. Why will it be a joke? Why will it be a joke? He says, it's very beautiful, he says, according to Tosos. Tosa says the following chiddush. Okay? I'll even add more. The Yehoshua suggests. Why don't you say Adana won't be acceptable? The Adana won't be acceptable, and then you won't even find a Nechta. You want a flag? You want a hecker? Why don't you say the Adana won't be accepted by Get? Very interesting proposal. So he says like this. He says, according to Tosfos, this would be a joke. Why would it be a joke? Because what's the pshat? That would come out that Yadanu is acceptable only by Sharstaros and not by Gittin. And what's acceptable by Gittin? Befonenechtav, Befonenechtav. It's not acceptable by Sharstaros. It would look like a joke, he says. In Edechat says Befonenechtav, Befonenechtav, that works by what? Gittin and not by Sharstaros. Yadanu, which is Mamish Kiyum Stars, doesn't work by Gittin. It's like topsy-turvy. You can't have that. You're going to tell me by Get, only Befonenechtav would work, and Yadanu won't work? Yadanu is classical Kiyum Stars. Everything that works by classical Kiyum Stars should work by Gittin, and Gittin were more available, so we have an addition. So to make this proposal, he says, according to Tosfos, that would be ridiculous. Yadanu will never, and you don't need one. Yadanu's not never, and you wouldn't need no finish. That would be ridiculous, he says. It would come out that one shliach would be acceptable by Gittin, not by Sharstaros. Yadanu would be acceptable only by Sharstaros and not by Gittin. That would be a complete joke. It's impossible. Therefore, we assume that when you say Yadanu, it is believed. Again, this is a proposal. This is a proposal. Lachain, Yadanu is believed. If Yadanu is believed, then we would equate Gittin and Sharstaros. Therefore, you need one. Therefore, you need a planet Hecta and a Hecker. That's exactly what the Bnei Yehoshua says, according to what? According to Tosfos. Everyone got that? He proposes, what do you need a Funanechta? Just say Yadanu is not acceptable, you don't need a Funanechta. By Yadanu not being acceptable, joke gets different. That would be a ridiculous joke, he says. That means an Enecha by Gittin is a Funanechta, but Yadanu is not acceptable. Yadanu is acceptable by Sharstaros. Anything that's acceptable by Sharstaros should be acceptable by Gittin. And Gittin were even more made. But here you'd have Yadanu not good by Gittin, will never be Gittin. And you're going to say that what? You don't need a funny Nechta? That's crazy. It would come out to be a tremendous skittish. Okay. What about according to Rashi? This is Tosfos. What about according to Rashi, says the Bnei Yehoshua? Oh. So he says, according to Rashi, Yadati works. Right? According to Tosfos, Yadati works. So what is this proposal according to Rashi? What do you say, sir? Yadati should not be believed. Let the Chachamim make a takana that Yadati should not be believed. Lachain, I'm sorry, the Lord Sarif, the funny Nefka, as a what? As a hacker. You follow what I'm saying? Again, the premise, I didn't write the premise on the board. The premise on the board is Yadati is believed according to Rashi. Please get this, this is a proposal. This is all proposing. We know Rashi Shittas Yadati's belief. He's proposing, why don't the Chomsi Yadati's not believe? And then you won't even find an Echtum as a hecker. Because Yadati not being believed is enough of a flag. What is the answer to this? What is the answer? He says, a beautiful shot. He says, you still would have a confusion. Why would you have confusion? Because the guy still says, before my next time. So by saying Mefane Nechtam, that's still one guy. And therefore with one guy, people are going to think that what? People are going to think that Yadati would be successful. Again, Nachamol. Rashi sheep is Yadati is not believed. He says make a proposal. Yadati is not believed, you will not need Mefane Nechtam as a hacker. Why can't you say that? Why can't you say that? You know why you can't say that? Because even when you say Befane Nechtam, what's going to happen? People are going to, Befane Nechtam is one guy, right? Befane Nechtam, one guy is acceptable. People are going to think of Sharstaros Yadati is believed. And people are going to get confused. And they're going to say that what? That one Adam is acceptable. In Kiyum Sharstaros. How many Adam do you need? You need two. Once they see Befane Nechtam, again, Yadati should not be believed, and we don't need one Befane Nechtam as a hacker. And we don't need Befane Nechtav as a hacker. Therefore, what's going to happen? The Nelo, what's going to happen? What's going to happen because of this? going to happen? What'd you say? People like the Nehemiah, they allow the funny Nephthim. Because one guy says before the Nephthim, it's going to lead people out on a Shem Yashabu. The Shar Shars, one guy's enough. Kusher, the Shar Shars, the God.
What?
Because one guy is acceptable for just, so they're going to think one guy's acceptable for Shar Shars. And what saves the day? The extra word, the funai what? Nechtav. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's an extra phrase. That extra phrase has nothing to do with Kim Stars. You never say Bafani Nechtav. We don't care about the body of this work by Shar Stars. If you say Bafani Nechtav, it shows it getting special. The Nail of Biglav Bafani Nechtav as Anashim Yashivu Kosher. The Shar Stars of Bechad. The Nail of, what ends off the day is Bafani Nechtav, Sarif Bafani Nechtav to be a hacker. Sarif Bafani Nechtav. In Gittin, the Gittin to be a hacker. This is the Chiddush that we want to suggest. This is the Pnei Yeshua's Chiddush. You got it? Meaning, again, I want you to get this. These are all proposals the Pnei Yeshua is asking in our Gemara. Why do you need the Funny Nechta as being a hacker? Why the Funny Nechta? Forget about Funny Nechta. Let's work Rashi Shita. Let's work Tosa Shita. Rashi Tosa Shita is that Adi is not believed. Right? Okay. Yadati's not believed, but Yadanu is. Okay, remember, I didn't write the premise on the board, but Yadanu is believed in the Gemara. He says, Yahushua says, say Yadanu's not believed in Gittin, therefore you don't even find out. The answer is that you can't do that. You can't do that. Therefore, Lachen Yadanu is believed. The Funenechlev is a hector. You can't do that. That's the Chiddush. It would be a joke. Right? Lotzer and Fanenechta. It would be a Tlulo. The Mela. Alright. It would be a Medichet. It would be a joke. You're going to tell me that Danu is believed by Shar Shars and an Edechet is believed in Fanenechta and a Gittin? That's impossible. Gittin gets everything that Shar Shars does and it's even more made. Because of that, the Hain, the Danu is believed by both. Therefore, you need the Fanenechta as a Hechet. What's the proposal according to Rashi? The proposal according to Rashi is Yadati is not believed. What's Rashi say Yadati is believed? Why don't you say Yadati is not believed? And don't say the funny nechtav. You won't need the funny nechtav to happen. You won't need it. Hello, Tzuri. The Mela. But because the funny nechtav is one guy, if I get, then people are going to think that one guy's custom Shar Shars is the guy. So you're going to get stuck. Because it's one guy. I grant you it says the funai, but it's still one guy. Therefore, you need the funny nechtav and Gittin to be a hacker. You need the funny nechtav to be a hacker. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush you want to say from the Pnei Yeshua. Okay. Please get it. You work on it. It's not hard. It's not hard. You just got to be starting with that sheet of what Rashi does. We started with that today. That's how close as Rashi touches. He's making a proposal. Why do you need the funny nechtav as a hacker? Why does everyone say, I can come with a different proposal? He proves it according to Rashi, proves it according to Tosus. Okay. Next step. Please get this. In our Hesper that we said, between Rav and Rav Ashi, okay, we explain, what do we say? Seth, what do we say to Machlokes was according to Tosus? Does the Hecker offset Asa Mechlufe or not, right? Rav Ashi said what? The Hecker does. And Rav says the Hecker does not. Okay? I want to add in the following. Please get this. Now that we've seen this Pnei Yeshua. For a hacker to be a hacker, it has to be smooth. What do I mean by smooth? If you say Bafane Nechtav and you go right into Bafane Nechtav, that's smooth, that's a flag, that's a good hacker. But if you say Bafane Nechtav and you say Bafane Nechtav on one signature and on the other signature you get together with another guy and say Adanu, is that going to be a flag? When is something a good hacker? I want you to get this, please. Get this smart. When is something a good hacker? When I devote everything I do to show that this is Gittin and it's special. But within that same case, if I mix it with Shar Shars, then it won't be an indicator. It becomes discombobulated. And that's exactly what Rava held. Rava held, why is it, Seth, that asach lechufe beats out the hecker of a fun hecker? What's the swara? We just said it beats out. But what's the, let's embellish it. Why are 75 people going to think 75% are good on stars? The reason is because it's not a good flag. It's not a good hecker. Why is it not a good hecker? Because it's not just solid b'fanei nechtam u'b'fanei nechtam. That's when it's a good hecker. When it's smooth and solid like that, that's when it's a good hecker. But when you bring in the second senior shy, bring in another guy, and they start bringing in shars, that doesn't, that gets discombobulated. It won't be a hecker. This is the svara that we want to suggest for who? For Rava. Please get this down. And Rav Ashi says, I'm sorry. No. A hecker is a hecker. Right, Abdullah does. You have a flag in football, the referee throws a penalty. It's yellow. Who cares what shade of yellow it is? If it's B'fanei Nechtam said, it's a hecker. It's a hecker. Who cares what I did with the second signature? What should it make a difference? Rava says, no, it makes a big difference. It makes a tremendous difference. The only time a hecker can be a hecker when it's only B'fanei Nechtam with B'fanei Nechtam alone. So now we have explained a svara. What the svara is between Rava and what? What Rava and Rav Ashi are really arguing about. In the lumbus. Okay, we explained in the beginning, is the hecker offset to us? The hufe or is us hufe stronger? But this now gives a little bit of a more embellishment of what is. What is a hecker? Is a hecker only with B'fanei Nechtam? Yes! That's what Rava says. Once you mix the second signatures in, forget about it. Also the Chlufe. I'm worried about us Chlufe. People think 75% are good. But what about the hecker? Hecker's not good here because you messed it, you discombobulated with the second signature you brought in stars. It makes a lot of sense. You want to show something's different, then you got to be completely different. You can't incorporate a stars. He says, no. Funny enough, the ones that said, Rav Ashi, it's a hecker. You follow what I'm saying? That's the hesper that we want to say in the Machlokes. Okay. Fine, that's the Mahalik. Fine, we finished that Mahalik. Let's go very quickly now to the following, okay? I want you to get this. We didn't get a chance to do this, but we mentioned Rabbeinu Avigdor before. So let's just finish off this Rabbeinu Avigdor, and then I want to, we'll see if we have time to start Shlichus, otherwise we'll do this on Sunday. Let's get to Rabbeinu Avigdor now, okay? The Mordechai in Maseches Kedushin in Os Tov Kuf Samach Tes, and Or Zaru as well, quote the Rabbeinu Avigdor. What is the Rabbeinu Avigdor's opinion? What do we say? Remember what Rabbeinu Avigdor's opinion was? That normally need Kiyum Shtaros are what? Only? Kiyum Shtaros are only what? They're a one. But when the husband is towing Mezuyev, Kiyum Shtaros is what? Becomes Midiraisa. Okay. The Or Zaru asks on the Rabbeinu Avigdor from our Gemara. Please get it. He says it's against our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? That Kiyum Shtaros are derabbanan. We allow an Eid Echad. The Takan is maybe the Baal would protest and claim Mezuyah. Nevertheless, the Shliach is believed. The Shliach is believed because Kiyum Shtaros are only derabbanan. Our Gemara said black and white. What did our Gemara say? That the Takan is Chachamim with the Shliach is believed as one Eid. Because Kiyum Shtaros are derabbanan. But we're afraid that the husband's going to protest. Doesn't make a difference. As long as he says before the neck, before the neck, it's fine. Isn't the Gemara saying black and white that Kiyum Shtaros are derabbanan? Despite the fact the Baal what? The Baal might protest? Despite the fact the Baal might protest, the Gemara still said Kiyum Shtaros are derabbanan. It seems to be against the what? Against the Rabbeinu Avigdor. Oh. So the Mordechai is Masber and the Shach and Simon Membo Sivkan Tess. I want you to get this. They say the following. Beautiful pshat. And the Hesper is as follows. Okay? Where the Baal does not protest, then we're Mako. Where the husband does not protest, then we're Mako. We assume Kiyum Shtaros are derabbanan. But where the Baal actually came in to Beis Din and protested and actually said this get is Mezuyev, then you need Kiyum Shtaros Minotaur. Our Gemara is talking about theory. Maybe he'll come. And the possibility, maybe Kiyum Shtaros at the Rabbanan. If he does come in, you need Kiyum Shtaros Minotaur. Please get it. And the Gemara reads beautifully now, like the Rabbeinu Avigdor. The Gemara reads beautifully now. Oh. Now the Shach writes, Lefize, what happens if the Baal comes after the guy says, B'fanei Nechtam, says the Shach? Would we accept the husband? Yes, we would accept the husband. Like we had said before from the Rashba. The Rabbeinu Avigdor said if the husband comes in and protests, We would accept his words. Even if the guy said b'fanenecha, we would accept his words. You need kiyum min ha'tayir. B'fanenecha is only the rabbanan. The Shach says this is against the Gemara. The Gemara later on at Bava Mebay says we never pay attention to the husband. We never pay attention to the husband. Lo mekatlin varav. So the Shach says he's against the Gemara at Bava Mebay. Oh. So the Beis Shmuel says the following Shach. Beautiful Kiddush. The Beis Shmuel says it depends. If the Baal protests before the Shliach, then in the Chanami need Eidus Min HaTorah. But if the Baal protests after the Shliach comes in, then you don't need Eidus Min HaTorah. There is no need to have Kiyum Min HaTorah because he checked himself out. And the Nesiva says in Simenun Vav Sifkat Hay, that this is what Rabbeinu Avigdor means. Meaning the Gemara and Daf says we don't accept the husband is when the husband came after the Shliach. If the husband comes after the Shliach, then he's not what? Then he's not acceptable. If the husband comes after the Shliach, he's not acceptable. We don't accept him. That's what the Gemara said in Bava Beis. If he comes before the Shliach, then what's the Chiddush? If he comes before the Shliach, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is you need Kiyum Shtaris Min HaTorah. You need Kiyum Shtaris Min HaTorah if he comes before the Shliach. If he comes afterwards, the Gemara says we don't accept him. So I'm thinking now, if that's the case, we said based on the Rashba and the Ritva earlier in the week, or last week, that even after the Shliach says before and after, the husband comes, you need Kiyum Min HaTorah. How do you deal with the Gemara involved in the base? Very difficult. That Rashba and the Ritva, let's get that down, seems to be against the Gemara involved in the base. The Gemara involved in the base says once the Shliach comes in, he wins. The husband loses. So how can the Rashba and the Ritva say no? It's not true. Unless they say it's a machlokes in the Gemara, between Daf Gimel and Daf Vav. Maybe that's what the Rashba and Ritva will have to say. That Daf Gimel argues on Daf Vav. It's a machlokes in Sukkos. But that's what comes out from this Kiddush. Okay. Also, please let's get this. The Rambam paskins halacha lemaisa in Perek Zayin halacha beis nichos gerushin that if a husband comes and protests and says in a get that was brought near to Israel that he never divorced his wife and the get is forged, what's the din? What's the halacha? The get is bottle min ha'tayrim. And the Rambam writes v'lonoda edav klal. We don't know who the Edom are. The get is batal. The get is batal min ha'tayir. So if the husband protests against a get that was brought near, so the get is batal min ha'tayir. And the Lechemisha says, what are you talking about? Why should it be batal min ha'tayir? All you should need is kiyum shtaris min ha'rabbanan. The Gemara says kiyum shtaris min ha'rabbanan. How can it be batal min ha'tayir, Lechemisha asks. So the Beis Shmuel says, you know why? Because the Rambam holds like who? Rabbeinu Avigdor. And what does Rabbeinu Avigdor say? When the husband says the what? That the get is possible, you need what? You need Kiyum Shtaris Min HaTorah. And until you bring Kiyum Shtaris Min HaTorah, the get is what? The get is possible. This is what the Beis Shmuel writes in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Sifkot 9, and Simen Kuf Mem Beis Sifkot Hey. Please get that the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Avigdor. That is why the get is possible. It could very well be, though, the Nesivus and Simen Mem Vav Sifkot Hey says, no, there's no riot from the Rambam that he holds like Rabbeinu Avigdor. Because the Rambam said that the husband said that he does not know who the Edom are. Shalom know the Edom of Klal. Once you say you don't know who the Edom are, then it's much worse. That's when you need Kiyum Min HaTorah. Other guys, and people could sign names of people you never even heard of. Once he says he's never heard of these Edom, that's when you need Kiyum Min HaTorah. But in a Hanami, if a star is brought with names that are recognized, he just says that what? He says that they were forged. In that case, halacha lemaisa, we say luchatz of imish, and therefore, what type of kiyum shtaris do you need? What type of kiyum shtaris do you need? Only the rabbanan. The only time the rabbanan says you need kiyum shtaris min ha'tayr is when he says, "I don't know who these edim are." Lo know the ed of klal. But if he says, "I know these guys, but they're forged, the get was never written," then in that case, you only need kiyum shtaris min ha'rabbanan. So please get that. Because it comes out of Machlokes, the Beis Shmuel and the Nesivus, does the Rambam hold like Rabbeinu Avigdor? Does the Rambam hold like Rabbeinu Avigdor? Does the Rambam hold like Rabbeinu Avigdor? Beis Shmuel says yes. Once you are, you need Kiyum Min HaTorah. No, the Nesivus says, if he says he never heard of the Edom, then you need Kiyum Min HaTorah. If he says, I know the Edom, but it's forged, we don't assume the person is mechutzav enough to forge. And in that case, what you need only Kiyum Shtaris Min HaRabbanan. But I want you to get what we had said before. Because the Gemara involved in the day said we don't accept the husband. You don't accept the husband, what's the pshat? You don't accept the husband because the shliach already got there. Well, that was against the Rashi and the Ritva we learned. So it must be the Rashi and the Ritva learned that Gimel is calling on that problem of this. Machlek is in sugyus. You can have that sometimes in Gemara. That there's a machlek between two sugyus. According to the Rashi and Ritva, if I ask you, the shliach already sits upon the neck right now, and the husband comes in, what's it do? Rashi and Ritva have a possibility to say, you need kiyum. Maybe kiyum in a Torah, if they held like Rabbeinu Avigdor, that chometz says we don't listen to the husband. Yeah, the shliach already said, machlek is in sugyus. That chometz says he's been finished. That's the pshat that we're saying, suggesting pshat in the Rambam. Okay, that's what the Beis Shmuel wants to say. The Beis Shmuel would say, the Beis Shmuel would argue on this Rashi and Ritva. Once the shliach gets in the door and he says, vanecha, it's done, finished. That's what the Gemara is talking on that book. The shliach got in the first. But the Rashi and Ritva learns, no! Even if the shliach got in, even if the shliach got in the first, the Baal could generate force kiyum shtaras min hatorah. Machlokes is not kibbutz that bov. That's what the Rashi and Ritva will have to say. Which is how you pass it, like which sugya. Or you could say our sugya never said that. Neidik dai. Daf Gimel also said the shliach wins, no matter what. Right? Standard reading more. We thought for 25 years. Neidik dai, the shliach always wins. Once he gets in there, finished. Rashi and Ritva had a different shot. Okay. Very good now. Now, Lamaisa, let's just, one more point, Lamaisa, one more point I want to get to. The Magen Mishnah asks, he doesn't understand why this Rambam says she's not divorced min HaTorah. Why is the Vlad Amamzer? Kiyum starts under Rabbanim. So this is what I want you to get. This is very interesting. Says the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam holds, despite the fact that Kiyum starts under Rabbanim, here the Baal claim Bari that it's forged, and add one line in. She also says, the woman also says, I don't know if what it's forged or not. She adds that in. She doesn't know. And therefore, since she doesn't know, the signatures of the Adam can't be found anywhere. So once they can't be found anywhere, you need Kiyum Min HaTorah, and it's a suffix that we establish on the Chazak of an Eishes Ish. So I want you to get that. Now, how could this get to be Baal Min HaTorah? Kiyum starts under a woman. The answer is, he said, Bari to Mizuyah, husband claims 100% for you, she can't get the Adam. What are you supposed to do? It's a suffix. Creates a suffix, you go back on the Chazak, what's the Chazak? She's a married woman. Okay? So this it's like answering from right field. Even though Kiyum Shtaras are the Rabbanan, but what it does, it creates a race, a suffix. She can't get the Adam, what are we supposed to do? Then shtel on the presumption. What shtel? Assume the presumption, she's married. So that's why the gets pulsum in HaTorah. And that's why the kid would be a Vlad. The Vlad would be Mamzer, because what is one of the ways to resolve Sveikus? Chazaka. And the presumption is she's married. Okay? Now the Briskerov explains, I'll tell you why she's divorced. Because the Baal is the Baal Ashtar. And once the Baal Ashtar says Mizuya, it's Baal HaTorah's Vadai. So it's a very interesting thing. Is this get bad because of a suffix or because of a Vadai? According to the Magen Mishnah, it's possible because of a Vadai. According to the Briskerov, it's possible based on a Vadai. According to the Magen Mishnah, it creates a suffix, and we have to go back on the Sarka. That's why the get is going to be a problem. You follow what I'm saying? Is the problem here become a psul suffix or a psul vada? According to the Magen Mishnah, it's a suffix. According to the Briskerov, it's a vada because the Baal Ashtar. The Baal Ashtar pulls the strings and says, Mizuyev, it's forged. That's the finish. Okay. Now we have a little bit more to do, but let's stop here. And we'll go to, we didn't even get a chance to start Shlichus. So Sunday we have Shir, okay? And Sunday we'll do Inyan Shlichus and other Inyan. Let's close with Rosh Hashanah. And from the Parsha. Okay. I want to ask a following kasha. It would make sense to me that Yom Kippur should come before Rosh Hashanah. Don't you think it would be much easier to start the year with a clean slate, be forgiven for all our avers, and come into Rosh Hashanah with a new year? Why is it that the Abishter has Rosh Hashanah coming before Yom Kippur? Why is that? So the answer is very important, and it lends for us a tremendous message about Rosh Hashanah itself. Because many people don't really understand what should be the essence of Rosh Hashanah. Everyone knows about Yom Kippur. what's Rosh Hashanah all about? The answer is as follows. Rosh Hashanah marks the beginning of that Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And it would be a complete joke to embark upon the road of Teshuva without first recognizing Hashem as the Melech Machay Amlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, it's like, what are you repenting about if you don't realize who's in charge? And you're wanting and will and desire to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole process of embarking on the Teshuva would be worthless, would be meaningless. So the answer is that we have to coronate Hashem as the Melech before we embark on the road of Teshuva. And it's not that Rosh Hashanah is not part of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. It is. It's the first 2 days. Because it is impossible to realize Teshuva without first this coronation of Hashem. And I want to bring this out. You should, if you get a chance, before Rosh Hashanah, look in the Masor. Prepare the davening. Look in the English if you don't understand it. But what happens if you're in the middle of the davening Rosh Hashanah and you have no idea what you're saying? No idea. Let's hope we're not in that situation. Okay, you could glance at the English. But I want to tell you something. You know what you should think about? That Hashem is my king. I am now making him the Melech Machay Amlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am being subservient. I am a soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what I am doing at Rosh Hashanah. This is solely what I'm doing. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. You know, we say 10 psukim in Zichronos, Malchios, and Shofros. One of the 10 psukim in Malchios is Shema Yisrael. There's a Machlokas Tanoim at the end of Rosh Hashanah. If you just said Shema Yisrael, would you be Yotzeh? You didn't say all 10, you only said Shema Yisrael. Would you be Yotzeh? So we paskin no. And Rav Huttner Zatzal, the great Rosh Hashiva in Chaim Berlin, was Masbir, because what is Shema Yisrael? Accepting the yoke of the King of Hashem, but it's pre-existing. Rosh Hashanah, that's not enough. You have to coronate him. You have to create him as being the Melech. It's a beautiful shot. It's not enough to accept something that's pre-existing. On Rosh Hashanah, you have to create him as the Melech. That's what it's all about. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And that's why it's the beginning of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Rosh Hashanah is not about us. It's about Hashem. Do you ever notice that you never say Idui on Rosh Hashanah? Not once. Why not? It's not about us. It's not about us for asking for forgiveness. Hashem, Bagadu. It's not about Malchus. It's about the Eishkol. It's about making him the Melech. Do you know the Gaon? No, in Eretz Yisrael, in America we say it, but in Rosh Hashanah, in Eretz Yisrael, they skip the phrase, Avinu Malkeinu Chatan Lefanecha. You don't mention chet. Okay, we don't. Minhag Ashkenaz, Ramah is not that way. Do you know the Ramah writes you don't eat nuts? Right? You should tell your mothers not allowed to cook cakes with nuts. Why? It causes a lot of saliva, right? And it might be hard to daven, might have to spit. But the other reason is, Gematria is chet. We don't mention chet at all. A lot of people don't realize this is the essence of Rosh Hashanah. This is the essence of Rosh Hashanah. That's why it makes so much sense Hashem judges us now. Right? Hashem judges now. We have a Aseres Yemei Teshuva. What does the Baal HaTanya say in the beginning? Rabbah said, Beinoni Ani. Rabbah said, Beinoni Ani. Rabbah was small. We know Rabbah quite well. Right? If Hashem became small. He said, Beinoni Ani. If Rabbah said, Beinoni, how much more so us? And we respond to Hashem, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we have become Zakai. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about, the coronation of Hashem as Mitzvah Melech. And the Vilna Gaon explains it takes 8,000 years to get to the Kisei HaKavod. That's why there are 8 verbs in the Aleph Yavam. During the time of Elul, Hashem floats in our midst. He's right here for us. We have to take this opportunity. And we have to prepare ourselves to coronate him as the Melech. Now, there's something also that's not so well known in Rosh Hashanah. Where is Rosh Hashanah mentioned in Nach? Anyone know? The Chag of Rosh Hashanah, where is it mentioned? In Nach. In Nehemiah, Sefer Nehemiah Perek Ches. Very interesting. Nehemiah Perek Ches. And you know what it says there? Vishalchu Manos Le'ein Nachon Lo. Nehemiah said, send your friends gifts to people that don't have food. Shalach Manos, we always think of Purim. There was a notion of Shalach Manos on Rosh Hashanah. Says Rafutner Zatzal, every Chag has a certain matbeah. You know what a matbeah is? We had that yesterday. Coinage. Every Chag has a certain coinage of Kedushas Hayom. What is Rosh Hashanah's Kedushas Hayom? You know what it is? Gimelus Chasadim. Gimelus Chasadim is the coinage of Rosh Hashanah, believe it or not. And we have to be ready ourselves. Do you know the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, even though in Shulchan Aruch, you have to ask Mechila from your friend if you heard him before Yom Kippur. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a minute before Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, ask your friend for a Mechila. Because Rosh Hashanah, the Kiddush Hayom, is Gimelus Chasadim. Because what does it say? It's actually one of the Pesukim in Malchus. What does it say in the Chumash? By Yibishirun Melech, Bis'asev Rosh Hayam, Yachav Shifti Yisrael. You want to declare Hashem as being the Melech? You better be B'yachav. You have to be B'yachav. There has to be unity. There has to be Gimelus Chasadim. Otherwise, it's impossible to coronate Hashem as a Melech, unless there is this unity. So we enter the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, that we have to coronate Hashem as the Melech, and we have to engage in Gimelus Chasadim in a most real way. Therefore, the later days of what? Search in the Chuba, the next 8 days, we have solidified ourselves for 2 days coronating Hashem as the Melech. Now we can embark upon the road of Tshuva and asking Hashem for forgiveness, because we have internalized that He is the King and we have coronated Him as the King. We have actually coronated Him as the Melech. Then we can embark upon the road of what? The road of Tshuva. That is why Rosh Hashanah is part of the Aser Simei Tshuva. Okay, now we should add on. And that is why we answer our original kasha. That is why Rosh Hashanah must come before Yom Kippur. You don't end the year with your forgiving of the Averis, slate clean, and begin the new year. It's impossible to get the slate clean without first having the Rosh Hashanah. Because you must coordinate Hashem to the Melech. That's the essence of Rosh Hashanah. And I stress that. We shouldn't be in a situation where you don't understand the words, but it ultimately happens a lot of times. You should have that in mind. I am coronating Hashem as the Melech. And I become subservient to Him. Okay. Now, in the Parsha of Nitzavim, it says, Ki ha-mitzvah asos, b'ficha u'bilvavcha la'asosa. Yes? Lo b'shamayim hi, lo me'ver liyam. Right? Lo b'shamayim, lo me'ver liyam. What mitzvah is the Torah talking about? Torah HaKadosh. Doesn't identify. It says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos. Shnai Mikra, you Shnai Mikra. Which mitzvah is the Torah talking about? Doesn't say. The Gemara in Erevin says, Adaf Nun Hei. You know what it says? Talmud Torah. Rebbe is too hard, Lamaisim. Taisasim are too hard, Lamaisim. It's a tough Kiddush. What's a pshat? The Pnei Shuid. No. The Torah, you have to go, it's in your heart and your mind to do. You have to work. Talmud Torah is a malus. It's not easy, but you got to work. Once you get more and more into it, it's gavaltic. That's what the Gemara says. It's referring to what? Or a guy says, you know, Lamaisa, he forgot Lamaisa, it's forgot, he hasn't chazered. The Torah is saying you gotta work. It's what the Torah, this mitzvah is Talmud Torah. It's lo b'shamayim, lo neber liyam. It's not across, it's not in the heaven, it's not across the sea, it's in your heart, mind, to do. Okay. The Ramban, though, in this week's parsha says no. It's referring to what? To Chuva. Rabbi, I'm too long gone. I can't do any Chuva. Too long, I'm too used to Averis. Forget about it. There's no reason to come back. I can't do it. The Torah says that's nonsense. Chuva. It's in your heart and mind to do. Now we know that a Rishon can't argue against the Gemara. How can the Rabban say it's referring to Chuva when the Gemara says Talmud Torah? So I want to suggest the following. I want to suggest that Shechter once said to us, he didn't answer this question, he once said, have you ever thought about Shmoneh Esrei, the Bracha of Tshuva? How does it begin? Hashibenu Avinu L'Sorasecha. Why do you need return to the Torah? The Bracha is about Tshuva. What are you talking about Torah for? Must be that to get to Tshuva Shlema, granted you got to do Tshuva for your neighbors, but to get to Tshuva Shlema, it's one, the quintessential way is through Talmud Torah. Hashivena Minas was a bracha and Tshuva, but it must be through the means of Talmud Torah as well. Therefore, the Rabban is not arguing the Gemara. The Torah is referring to both, but they're really what, in essence, twins. You cannot get to Tshuva unless you're machazik oneself in the Talmud Torah. The way we relate to Hashem in this world, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, is through two things, learning and davening. Hashem via Reis HaChavi. Hashem is inextricably linked to the Torah. And when we understand this, you feel closer to Hashem. When you understand the Gemara with the Rashi, you feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we daven, you feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, that can only be through the means of one of Talmud Torah. Of course, Chesed. And that's part of the Kedushim of Rosh Hashanah. But the truth is, and this is what we want to be Mechadish, Talmud Torah requires Amelus. Tshuva also requires Amelus. You know, the truth is, I try to do this. What's so bad before Yom Kippur? Take out a sheet of paper and think about the different things you need to work on. Everyone has to always get try to get better. Try the best you can to be better. Bein anu l'chaveru, bein anu l'mako. And just like Talmud Torah requires a melus, Tshuva maybe requires a melus too as well. We shouldn't start thinking about the Tshuva when we get to Yom Kippur. Obviously we should be thinking about it right with Slichus, but it's a very serious thing. And it's a special gift that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And that's what it means, b'ficho b'lovcha lasos. You know it's impossible for everyone to do all Tariag Mitzvahs. Some are for Kohanim, right? Some are for Yisraelim, for those are Kohanim. It means that if you learn, number one, through learning, you could also, as if you what, fulfill the mitzvah. But also through helping other guys out, helping through Gimelus Chasadim, you can also what, help a Kohen, as if also you become subsumed under the mitzvahs. That's what it is, B'fich L'Vol Cholas, and Rav Moshe says, Ayom HaZed says in our Parsha, every day has that challenge, every day. You were successful yesterday, don't rest on your laurels. You failed yesterday, it's a new day. And that's critical what it's all about. We have to engage in the learning chazak the best we can with the tshuva, with amelus. So if we prepare ourselves Rosh Hashanah properly, and we're yotzer Hashem as being the melech, then we can embark on the next 8 days of doing Gavaltika Tshuva through Chizuk and learning Torah. Now Sunday, I don't know why they're cleaning the base memory shop. Why did they do it Monday? The afternoon today and Sunday. Okay. But I don't know. So we'll have to find Mekomis on Sunday. Okay, we have to find Mekomis. So we can learn in the classroom. We learn in the library. We'll have Shir 11:30 to the Shem. Okay, so I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos. Chaz are over, and Sunday we'll do Shlichus. You know the Shlichus. Okay? All right. Let's stop the